the far northwest. Not as cold as previous days, with highs of 6 to 8 Celsius.
Simon, thanks very much. This is BBC Radio 4. Now here's the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Wednesday the 31st of December. There are warnings of gales in Viking, South Utsira, Forties, Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, Dogger, Fisher, German Bight, Humber, Fitzroy, Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes and South East Iceland. The general synopsis at midnight. Developing low, expected Norwegian Sea 981 by midnight tonight. High, Faroes 1040, dissipating. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking. Northwest 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 later. Showers, wintry later, good, occasionally poor. North Utsira, westerly or northwesterly 5 to 7. Showers, wintry later, good, occasionally poor. South Utsira, 40s, Cromarty. Northwesterly, 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 later in 40s and Cromarty. Showers, good, occasionally poor later. Forth, Tyne, Dogger. West or northwest 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 later. Showers, good. Fisher, German Bight. West or northwest 6 to gale 8. Showers, good. Humber, Thames. Northwest 4 to 6, backing west 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 later in Humber, showers, good. Dover, White, variable 2 to 4, becoming west 4 to 6 later, showers, good. Portland, Plymouth, east 4 or 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, showers, good. Biscay, east 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 later, fair, good. South Fitzroy, easterly 3 to 5, veering southeasterly 6 to gale 8 later in west, showers, rain later in west, good, occasionally poor later in west. North Fitzroy, Sol, easterly or northeasterly 4 to 6, showers, good. Lundy, Fastnet, variable 2 to 4, becoming northwest 4 or 5 later, showers, good. Irish Sea, variable 2 to 4, becoming west or 5 or 6, occasionally 7 later, showers later, good. Shannon, southeast 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4, showers, good. Rockall, Malin, variable 2 to 4, becoming northwest 5 to 7, showers, good. Hebrides, Bailey, northwest 6 to gale 8, showers, wintry later, good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, Faroes, northwest 5 to 7, increasing gale 8 to storm 10, showers, wintry later, good, becoming moderate or poor. Southeast Iceland, northwesterly 7 to severe gale 9, occasionally storm 10 in east, becoming cyclonic 4 to 6 later in west, showers, turning wintry, moderate, occasionally poor. Now, weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic. West, northwest 3, recent precipitation, 22 miles, 1,033, falling. Stornoway, southwest 3, more than 38 miles, 1,030, falling. Lerwick, northwest by west 3, recent drizzle, 27 miles, 1,022, falling. Lucas, west 3, 22 miles, 1,031, falling. Bridlington, west by north 2, 1,031, falling. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, north by west 4, 11 miles, 1,030. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, north northeast 5, 11 miles, 1,031. Jersey, east by north 2, 19 miles, 1,031, falling slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, northeast 4, 11 miles, 1,031. Scilly Automatic, east 4, 11 miles, 1,031, falling slowly. Valentia, east 3, 22 miles, 1,033, falling slowly. Ronald's Way, north, northwest 2, 24 miles, 1,034, falling. Malin Head. South-southwest 3, 19 miles, 1,034 falling. And finally, here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours. The general situation, high pressure will retreat into the Atlantic, showing an increasingly strong, cold and showery northwesterly flow to spread southwards, the flow becoming particularly strong and cold across northeastern waters on Thursday, where severe gales will be accompanied by heavy snow showers. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. West 5 to 7, veering northwest 7 to severe gale 9, occasionally storm 10 later near Orkney. Showers turning wintry later, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. West 4 or 5, backing southwest 5 or 6, then veering northwest 6 to gale 8 later. Fair at first, then showers, wintry later in north. Good, occasionally moderate later. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Northwest 4 or 5, backing west 5 or 6, then veering northwest 6 or 7 later. Showers for a time later, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Northwest 4 or 5, backing west 5 or 6, occasionally 7 later. Showers later, good. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland. Northwesterly 4 or 5, backing westerly 5 or 6, occasionally 7 later in north. Showers later in north, good. Northumberland to Selsey Bell. Northerly 4 or 5, backing northwesterly 2 to 4, then backing southwesterly 4 to 6 later. Fair, good. Selsey Bell to Lyme Regis. Northeast 3 or 4, backing northwest 2 or 3, then backing west 4 or 5 later. Fair, good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. East or northeast 4 or 5, becoming variable 1 to 3, showers in far west. Good. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. East 3 or 4, becoming variable 1 to 3, then west 3 to 5 later. Showers later. Good. St. David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St. George's Channel. Variable 1 to 3, becoming west 3 to 5, then veering northwest 5 or 6 later. Showers later. Good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Northwest 2 to 4, backing west 4 to 6, showers later, good. Isle of Man, northwest 2 to 4, backing west 5 or 6, then veering northwest 6 or 7 later, showers later, good. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch, northwest 3 to 4, backing west 4 to 6, then veering northwest 5 to 7 later, fair at first, then showers, good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde in North Channel. Northwest 2 to 4, backing west 4 to 6. Fair at first, then showers. Good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. West 3 or 4, veering northwest 5 or 6. Occasionally 7 later. Showers. Good. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. West 4 or 5, veering northwest 6 to gale 8. Showers, turning wintry later. Good, occasionally poor later. And finally, Shetland Isles. Northwest 4 or 5, backing west 6 to gale 8, then veering northwest gale 8 to storm 10 later. Showers, wintry later, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. And that completes the shipping bulletin. Now on BBC Radio 4, it's time for Prayer for the Day, presented by Ruth Jennings.
Good morning. When I was younger, I learned to play the trumpet. And on the turn of the millennium, our family travelled to Galway to go to a huge party hosted by extended family. I had learned to play Auld Lang Syne, and it was agreed I could play the trumpet at midnight. However, I was only 10, and I fell asleep midway through the evening. Knowing how hard I'd practised, my mum shook me awake at 5 to 12, and I jumped up and grabbed my trumpet. With less than a minute to midnight, my uncle offered me a sip of his champagne and I accepted. But after one sip of the bubbles, for some reason, my nose began to bleed. But ever the professional, I played Auld Lang Syne while blood dripped down my face, my trumpet, my outfit and down onto the floor. Since then, my New Year's Eves have been somewhat less exciting. For many of them, I've just gone to bed and slept my way through to the next calendar year. One American study suggested that between 20 and 30% of people won't bother staying awake to see in 2026. My sister agrees. She thinks it's crazy to stay up to midnight, knowing the first day of the year she'd feel tired and grouchy. Maybe it comes down to whether you're a morning lark or a night owl. Perhaps there's no need for moral judgment on whether getting up early or staying up late is better. Instead, we could take our lead from Jesus, who took time to be with his Father God, whether it was early in the morning or late at night. Father God, thank you for the blessings and joy we have received this year. As the new year dawns, help us rededicate our hearts and minds to you. Amen.